Praise the Lord. It's such a blessing for me and an honor to serve with these young men. And so many of them I've seen as little hopefuls coming, working their way through, and then before you know it, they're in an older group. They're in Natick, and then they're in Nonantum, and then they're on staff, and before you know it, they're, you know, God's done a work in their hearts, and they want to serve as a counselor. And I'm so blessed to have these young men and to serve with them. I've been, I don't even know when I first came to camp, but whatever it was, I was a hopeful. That was my first experience of being up at camp, and I've heard lots of testimonies, very varied testimonies, different life experiences, but there's one testimony I haven't heard yet, and I don't think I'll hear it in a while. And it would go something like this. I'm thankful that this year it's much easier to serve the Lord than it was last year. And 10 years ago was tough, but now it's a breeze. I drive in my car, and I hear someone sneeze. I shout, God bless you. They get saved, and that's just a wonderful thing. That doesn't really happen. In fact, it's quite the opposite, isn't it? It's getting to be different. Climate has changed, and I'm not talking about global warming. Right? The climate has changed for us believers. It's a different world, and I know Brother Jonathan teaches in a school. I teach in a school. Many of you work, and you're out there among the general population, and you know that things have changed. Things are not so friendly anymore. It's more difficult. It's not easier. The way grows brighter, but it's not that much easier. And so I was thinking about the children of Israel. They faced that same situation. We'll be studying some aspects of the life of Joshua. And Joshua, just the whole book just begins so abruptly. It struck me on many levels this year of how abrupt the change is. You go through 40 years of being led by Moses, and he's revered, and everyone looks up to him, and he's the guy. He's going to, of course, it's the Lord, but he's our physical representation. We can watch him. We can follow him. We listen. We follow him. And then the Lord takes him. And he's gone. And then there's this abrupt beginning to Joshua. And I kind of feel like in the village for the boys and for us as counselors, we're in that position as well. The world is a different place. It's not like it was. It's changing. And so in verse 2, Joshua 1, verse 2, right at the beginning, says, "Now therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, into the land that I am giving to them, to the people of Israel. Every place the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given to you just as I promised." Now, when you take those words into yourself, and you know, for each one of us, those have different meanings, right? There are different places we are in our spiritual walk. But God has promises for us. And what I love so much about Joshua, and especially, it's difficult these days to be a young man for the Lord, but here it is a call to young men. Verse 5, "No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life." And here's that promise that God gives. "Just as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you or forsake you." Boy, those verses sound like something in the New Testament, don't they? So, as counselors, we had a meeting earlier today and kind of explained where we're heading as far as lessons are concerned in the life of Joshua. I feel that it's really important for us as young men to take ground. We need to take ground. We're not here to tread water. We're not here to hope that the Lord does something. We're here to boldly proclaim his name. And we want to boldly live an example before these boys. Because more than what we say is how we act and how we behave and how we live before them. And so I want to challenge my counselors and myself, of course, to do that these 2 weeks. There are souls that, you know, Jesus laments. He laments to his disciples. He says the harvest is ripe. The fields are full, but the laborers are few. So I'm honored to be with these laborers today and tonight and for these 2 weeks. We labor, and we do that with joy in our hearts, knowing that Jesus is with us and that we have a real purpose. Boy, in life sometimes there's not much of a purpose in some people's existence. You live from weekend to weekend, from job to job, but boy, is this a purpose. This is the purpose. So we're girding ourselves, and we are committed to following after the Lord. It's not that anything that we do, but we step out in faith, and we're going after it. And we ask you to pray alongside us. So in a moment, brothers, if you would just come on up, bring up your hymn book, we'll sing. But would you pray for us and work with us in faith? We believe the Lord is going to answer prayer. And we know we don't go alone. We have an assurance that Jesus is with us, and that's what we're going to sing tonight. Blessed assurance. Come, brothers.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of his Spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight, visions of rapture now burst on my sight. Angels descending ring from above, echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior. Song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, always at rest. I in my Savior am happy and blessed, watching and waiting, looking above, filled with his goodness, lost in his love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all day long.
Amen.
Guys, just stay right here for a minute. Freeze. Oh, they take directions good, Brother Peter. It'll be easier for you this time around. Let's pray for these young men while they're up here. You know, I was wondering, I know we have quite a few former counselors here, don't we, Brother Tom? He and I used to be part of that dynamic duo. I was wondering if you have ever been a counselor at Pilgrim Camp. Come on up and join us. Let's surround these young men with our faith. Don't be shy. I don't know all of who you are, but I know many of you. Sister Marie, I know you're a former counselor. So for you right there, share your faith. Let's pray for these young men, shall we? Let's just surround them with our faith. Come on. Men, yes, women, Lord. We're all on the same team, aren't we?
Amen.
Let's look to the Lord. Let's believe. Let's believe. Let's just unite our hearts and believe that God is going to meet these young men. He's going to empower them.
Yes, Lord.
He's going to give them just what they need. Perhaps like he did with Paul and Barnabas.
Yes.
Separate unto me, he said, Paul and Barnabas, for the work that I have for them to do. The Holy Spirit says that this night. He has a work for you to do.
Yes.
Let's believe that they will be. Let's
Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Sister Sue Ann, pray for these young men, would you please?
Father, we do bring each one of these young men to you, Lord. We pray that you will just endue them with power of your mind, enable them for every situation that comes before them. While they're dealing with these children, I pray that you will just give them the words and soften the hearts of the young people and just make them hungry for you. We pray that not one of those campers will leave these grounds without being drawn closer to you. So just anoint each one of these young men to speak the word for you, Jesus, the word in season, and we so thank you for it.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Yes.
You may be seated. Let's sing that. This is my story.
This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior.
Praise the Lord. You know, the pulpit and the counselors are sort of the face of Pilgrim Camp. They're the face. They're what everybody sees. When you think of camp, when I think of camp, I think of my counselors. I think of those who stood up here. When I stand up here, sometimes I start, you know, shaking in my shoes a little bit. And I think of some of the servants of God who I heard speak from this place. But as we know, Brother Peter, as teachers, there is a huge support staff that makes it all possible. What goes on in those classrooms needs a whole lot of other help to keep the building warm, to keep it working, to keep everything going on, to get them to school, right? There's a huge support staff, and we have a lot of staff here besides the counselors who really do make this all possible. Even if serving candy, yes. Now, my wife would debate that with me. Whether that is really serving the Lord or not, serving candy. I am joking, so everybody get mad. Unless it's organic, sugar-free, something like that, probiotics, you know, that's okay. But it's all serving the Lord, isn't it? You know, we had a family that came to our church many years ago. They're still there. And the husband still jokes that he joined our church because we give the best candy after church. And my wife is trying to get us to do apples and carrot sticks. And I said, yeah, but you won't get people with that. You won't get people with that. But anyway, I thought, how about since we just prayed for the counselors, it's also right and good and in our instructions for this evening from camp to pray for all of the support staff. And I think the support staff is probably, arguably, maybe larger than the counseling staff. And so if you are on any of the other staffs besides the village and the cottage, now I've been warned not to go through them all in case I forget somebody, but you know who you are. Everything from the front, from Pilgrim's Rest, taking care of the grounds and the housing and the laundry and the boathouse and whatever it may be. Come on. Palace, we like you too. Even though we had to ask you twice for coffee. No, our waitress, I think she might have trained in one of those Jersey diners. You know those waitresses in a Jersey diner. I always use, they got a coffee pot in one hand and they serve with the other hand. That coffee pot's always there, and so we like her, and she's good. All the rest of the staff, stand. We want to pray for you. We want to ask God to come, to bless you, to make you a blessing, to strengthen you, to help you. And so, Brother Peter, as a counselor, I'm going to ask you to pray for this support staff who's going to make your job possible. So let's all pray. Let's lift up our hearts together.
Yes.
Dear Lord Jesus. Jesus, we believe you. We thank you, Lord.
Lord, we're so thankful for each and every one here that is serving up at camp, oh God. And I pray that, Lord, your will would be done in their lives. You have called them here for this purpose, oh God, for your purpose. Lord, I just pray that you would bless them. And that they would be in turn a blessing to all of those around them. Lord, make this, your word says, how blessed it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. And Lord, thank you for putting each one of us in place, O God. And Lord, I just pray that your will would flow through each one. And Lord, that you would speak and minister as we minister to each other, Lord, that you would bless. God, would you draw hearts closer to you? Lord, some people are here tonight with needs, Lord, that needs that are unspoken. But Lord, you know, and you know that we know that you, we can trust you, and we can believe that you will answer and that you will come to hearts in need, O God. And we ask for any of those that are here in the staff that are like that, O God. Lord, would you meet needs tonight, O God? Lord, would your Holy Spirit just be poured out on each one? And Lord, we claim it in your name, and we ask it in your name.
Amen. Amen. We all say amen.
Amen.
You may be seated.